Time for our Tuesday morning conversation. Dave Nelson standing by. He is out at Tomahawk Trailer Sales here in Tomahawk this morning. And good morning, Dave.
Morning, Jeff. Morning, everybody.
All right, Dave. Tomahawk Trailer Sales is open for business here this morning, and you're there at the store. I'm here in the studio. So let's talk about what's going on at Tomahawk Trailer Sales right now. And I understand now that we're in the month of June, there's something pretty big going on here for the month of June, especially when it comes to Lear toppers. Yes, you guys sell trailers. You sell those outdoor wood burners, and you also sell toppers by Lear, one of the best in the of all the brands. And so what's happening with Lear in June here, Dave?
Well, Lear's had a Memorial Day sale that started just before Memorial Day, and it runs through June 11th. Little Bird tells me it might be extended, and they might make it into a Father's Day sale as well. But currently, there's $250 off toppers. There's $125 from the dealer, and then $125 from Lear. It's an instant rebate. So if you're looking to get a topper on your truck and you can get one ordered in the next couple of weeks, you're going to save some big money. And then we've got great support from Lear, from the rep and from the company as a whole. And we also sell ARE, and I actually sell more AREs than I do Lear. And we've got an unadvertised special on the ARE toppers. So my rep, my ARE rep doesn't want to lose any business to Lear, so he's given me the opportunity to offer some savings for customers on the ARE product as well during the Lear sales. So we got a great, between the two brands, we have a great selection, and we do the installations right here. We do the service after the sale here. We've also had people contact us that purchased a truck maybe that had a topper, or they purchased one long before we were selling the toppers for parts and service. And where we can get the parts from the suppliers, we do that, and we can install them. Our customers sometimes can replace, for example, a T-handle lock on a topper or a gasket or something like that. So, yeah, it's a growing part of the business, and a lot of referral business there. People have been very happy with our installations.
Let's break them down one at a time. First of all, $250 instant rebates on Lear toppers through June 11th. Why Lear, Dave? What are some of the best parts about owning a Lear topper?
Just the style. They've got a number of different styles that they offer. Their quality, their fit and finish, they're highly respected in the industry.
And color match no matter what color you have on your vehicle, right?
Yep, pretty much. What we do is we get the VIN number, we verify if the, in some cases, the paint code is on a sticker that's on the driver's door opening of the truck, and but we verify that to make sure colors match, make sure the length is correct, make sure it's you know, exactly for your truck. And when they come in, they really improve and change the looks of a truck. So most people are really happy when they get them installed.
What about the benefits of having an ARE topper?
ARE is part of Real Truck, and Real Truck is huge in the accessory industry. Both Lear and ARE also offer truck sliders or beds. Bed Slides is the brand that Lear has, and Real Truck's got a couple of others. But if you're looking for, say, for example, you've got a topper, and now you can't climb up in the truck as easily because you can't stand up in there, these bed slide units will slide out. They mount in the box of the truck, in the bed of the truck, and they'll slide out to give you access to your tools or your hunting equipment or whatever equipment or things you may have in the truck. And then they also, a lot of times, they'll have compartmented boxes, the DECKED system. It's D-E-C-K-E-D from Real Truck at ARE. It's pretty slick, and so we offer those as well.
I didn't know you had those extra accessories, and I've seen those. It's like a drawer for the back of your pickup truck. Open the tailgate, pull out the drawer, and everything's right there.
Yes. Yep, and some of them will even work. We had a customer in that sells generators, and they had theirs all set up with the Milwaukee toolbox things, you know, the compartmented things that fit right onto these decks.
Yeah, pretty cool. So, yeah, Tomahawk Trailers also has ARE and Lear toppers and other accessories for the back of your pickup truck. So, boy, I think that's the first time we've shared that information. We've talked about the toppers. I didn't know about those other accessories, though, Dave.
Yep, there's more and more, and we have a couple of different tonneau covers on display here in the store. We've got access to the tonneau covers, which we can install or customers can install themselves. So there's all kinds of different things as we grow.
Yeah, and of course, Trailer Sales store is going to have hitches too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later in the thing here in the morning show.
Okay.
But the next thing I want to touch on is the Big Tex. Big Tex has had some rebates up to $500 on equipment trailers, on their goosenecks and select equipment trailers. And that sale was to end May 31st, which was Sunday, and they've now extended that for us through the end of June. So if you're in the market for an equipment trailer or a gooseneck trailer, which are the big ones, you know, that that will have them up to 36 feet in stock, we've got the best selection of gooseneck trailers in central and northern Wisconsin and the UP. And that's a different can of worms because it takes more to get those trailers in and get them set up and handle them. And a lot of smaller places don't have either the room or the equipment to properly set them up and support the customers after the sale.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, Dave, because one thing I've noticed about Tomahawk Trailer Sales, the campus there is way bigger than any other trailer sale place I've ever seen. I've seen a bunch of them, and but Tomahawk Trailer Sales, you guys are big and spread out, and you've got just, like you say, you have stuff the other guys don't.
Exactly. Wide selection. There's a lot of, you know, if you want to custom order some trailers, especially with respect to the enclosed trailers, we're doing more and more of that with Discovery or with Celltech. There's just a lot of things that you don't necessarily think about. But as far as selection, we typically have 100 trailers or better on the lot here. And we partner with Frenchville Trailer Sales, which is down between La Crosse and Eau Claire, and they've got about 300 on the lot. So collectively, we've got about 400 trailers that we can pull from for a customer. And there's no one in anywhere in the area that's anywhere close to that.
Dave the Pun Man, trailers to pull from.
Exactly.
Besides the Big Tex, though, and those instant rebates up to $500, you also sell a Midsota brand as well. And so, again, when it comes to the brands here, Dave, that you guys sell out there, people can pretty much take to the bank. You guys sell the best stuff out there.
We try. Midsota is our premium line. They use a two-part liquid paint process on their trailers as opposed to powder coat. And a lot of people don't know that much about paint. Obviously, I've learned a lot since I've been in the trailer industry. But powder coat paint, eventually, you can get some moisture underneath the paint, between the paint and the frame. And you'll see trailers where they might not be that old, but especially if they're used in the winter, the paint will just come off in sheets. And Midsota uses a two-part liquid paint process. It's much more durable and holds up better in the winter months. And long-term, you know, all the way around. They also have an excellent line of tilt bed trailers. Most of the tilt beds we sell are the Midsotas, but we also offer Big Tex, and we've got a great selection of tilt beds on the lot right now from 13 feet to 24 feet.
One of my notes here, David, says B&W gooseneck and fifth wheel companion hitches have been very popular lately. Can you expand on that a little bit?
So gooseneck hitches, in order to pull a gooseneck trailer, you need a gooseneck hitch. And there are trucks. You can order a pickup from the factory with a gooseneck ball or a gooseneck system in it. Many times those trucks are not ordered with that. Sometimes they're ordered with a prep package where there's a kit that goes in to install a gooseneck ball and a couple of pucks that your safety chain's hooked to. But if you don't have that prep set up from the factory on your truck, then we need to go in. You drill a hole in the bed of the truck for the ball to go through, you know, from the top down. But there's framework that goes on the frame of the truck. The gooseneck hitch gets mounted to the frame of the truck underneath the truck bed. And then there's also the parts that come up for the hooks for your safety chains to hook. So it's quite a process to install one, but we do that here, right here at the store. There's also the companion hitch. Basically what that does is that converts any gooseneck hitch to a fifth wheel, and a fifth wheel is real common with some of the bigger campers. Most of your equipment trailers are just a regular gooseneck, and they're different types of hitch setups, but the companion will go on to a gooseneck setup and convert it to a fifth wheel. And then we can also just do a standard fifth wheel install. So there's all kinds of options, and then stepping down from there, we can install receiver hitches on vehicles that didn't have one from the factory. You know, smaller SUVs, sometimes smaller cars. We've done quite a range there, and then we can install the wire harnesses and, if need be, a brake controller for these hitches as well.
Especially for the cars that didn't come with trailer hitches and the wiring and everything that you need, how long do you have the car at the shop there before it's all ready to go? How long do people give up their vehicle to get that thing installed?
Typically, we like to have them drop the car off the night before, early in the morning, and typically it's done the same day. When you get into the gooseneck installation, sometimes that can roll over into another day, but a hitch on a standard car or smaller truck, that's done in a few hours.
When it comes to brakes on a trailer, Dave, explain to folks, if you could, how do you know if you need brakes on the trailer that you're hauling?
Well, the trailer's, your wire connector is kind of a tip-off for you. If you've got a 7-pin connector on your trailer, round 7-pin connector, which you'll see on a lot of pickups as standard, a lot of the larger SUVs, that's standard, there's a wire that comes back through that connector for electric brakes. And in order for those brakes to work, you need a brake controller in your vehicle. So you can have a factory brake controller and just hook up a trailer and plug it in, and you're going to have whatever you need in the truck to operate the trailer brakes. You may also need to install a brake controller in your truck to control those brakes. Even though there's a wire going to the back for the brakes, doesn't mean you've got a controller in your vehicle for it. So it's an interesting thing. I mean, it's specific to different vehicles and specific to the trailers you're pulling.
Mm-hmm.
Another type of brakes that are used, and those are all electric brakes on the trailers, those trailers. There's also trailer brakes, for example, on boat trailers called surge brakes. And there's nothing electrical that hooks up to the vehicle, but there's a surge brake controller module that's in the front of the trailer. And it slides, so when you step on the brakes of your trailer, this thing slides back into the trailer. The inertia from the trailer pushes the trailer forward, and that activates your brakes. It's a hydraulic brake system called surge brakes.
Mm-hmm.
And they do fail over time. The main module will go bad, and it's not a real inexpensive fix, but we do those services as need be. So a lot of times people with larger boats, the brakes are critical on them,
right?
But the brakes that they use are called surge brakes. So that's another can of worms.
Another can of worms for maybe another conversation some other time. Dave Nelson from Tomahawk Trailer Sales with us here this morning as we wind down our Tuesday morning conversation. Bottom line, Dave, when it comes to trailers, if you need accessories, if you need a brand new trailer, if you need any service on trailers or those accessories, you do all of that at Tomahawk Trailer Sales. Plus, you sell the outdoor wood-burning furnaces. We didn't have a chance to talk about that this morning. And let's see, what else didn't we cover this morning? We have got about a minute and a half here left, Dave, and what else didn't we cover?
Okay. Well, when you talk about accessories, we've got spare tires, we've got springs, we've got brake drums, we've got, we've got hubs, we've got lights, we've got a lot of wiring. So a lot of people will contact us, especially people vacationing up here, and maybe they had a spring brake on a boat trailer, or maybe there's a tire that went flat, and people have been very happy that they can come in and we can get them up and running and on the road in a very short period of time.
Oh, I know what I know something else I thought of. Many of us have trailers and they have stakes. They have areas where you could put a stake in if we want sides on our trailers. Do you sell those, just the side parts?
We don't. We've got stake pocket D-rings that go in some of the trailers. If you want a D-ring is a tie-down on a trailer.
Okay.
And some trailers don't have them, but if they got stake pockets, there's D-rings that drop into the stake pockets. Otherwise, people build up their own sides with 2x4s and
yeah,
whatever they're going to attach those 2x4s for the sides of their trailers.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, but I figured I'd ask just to be on the safe side. Well, Dave, as we wind up our
one thing to touch on that we didn't touch on this morning, we do quite a bit with dump trailers. And this time of year, dump trailers are a hot commodity. We're waiting on 3 truckloads of trailers. Right now, freight or the shipping is an issue, getting drivers to get the stuff picked up and get it up here, either from Texas or Ohio. And we do have quite a few of them coming in. So there, what people can do is call and ask about them, put a deposit down, we'll hold one. When they come in, you come in and pick up your trailer and away you go. But we do an awful lot with big tech dump trailers.
And for people that need them, that's going to be good to know. Well, Dave, thanks for your time here this morning. Really appreciate that. What are the regular hours out at Tomahawk Trailer Sales when someone needs something for the trailer or a brand new trailer, whatever? How can they come out, or when can they come out and see you?
8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or by appointment. I met a couple of customers here on Saturday. Don will do the same if someone's coming in to pick something up. And we try and accommodate people as much as we possibly can. So appreciate all the business. We're getting into the summer now, everybody's active and busy, and we want to do whatever we can to help everybody out with respect to their trailer needs and service for them.
Yeah, sounds like they're going to find exactly what they want at Tomahawk Trailer Sales. Dave, thanks for being with us. Thanks for the information. Always appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're very welcome. Dave Nelson at Tomahawk Trailer Sales here this morning, right on Highway S as you're kind of heading out of town here, back out toward the highway here from Tomahawk. Tomahawk Trailer Sales, yeah, the place is huge. You got to see it if you're looking for something for a trailer. They've got it for you at Tomahawk Trailer Sales.